From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting severe weather tears through parts of China and Taiwan. A typhoon is pounding southeast China, leaving more than a million homes without power after lashing Taiwan, where it downed trees, traffic lights, and power lines. It left six people dead and four missing. Typhoon Sotolor hit the city of Putian in Fujian province late Saturday night and was expected to move across the region. The storm earlier caused more than 3 million households in Taiwan to lose electricity, with streets strewn with fallen trees. All 279 domestic flights on the island were canceled Saturday, as well as at least 37 international flights. At least 101 people were injured in the storm. Taiwan's official central news agency reported an 8-year-old girl and her mother died when they were swept out to sea Thursday from a beach on the east coast. The girl's twin sister is still missing. According to Chinese reports, authorities in southeast parts of the country have evacuated about 163,000 people and ordered around 32,000 ships back to port ahead of the typhoon. More than 7,000 soldiers and police are on standby. Kabul is on the edge Saturday following one of its worst outbreaks of violence this year. Insurgents carried out a series of suicide bombings in and around the capital of Afghanistan Friday that killed more than 50 people, including 9 at a U.S. military base. The civilian death toll is the highest in the United Nations mission in the country that it's recorded for Kabul in a single day since 2009. It's the first major wave of violence that since the Taliban recently confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Mohammed Omar. This is VOA News.